AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Louisiana looking at damage from Hurricane Ida and hearing from people like St. John the Baptist Parish President Jacqueline Hotard.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance for those who can't return home and are forced to stay somewhere else during the recovery.
The president says anyone who needs help in the Gulf area will get it.
There's nothing political about this. It's just simply about saving lives and getting people back up and running. And we're in this together, and so we're not going to leave any community behind, rural, city, coastal, inland.
The local utility says power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week. People outside the city who are returning home are being told to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. In the Northeast, people went door to door in search of more possible victims and drew up lists of the missing from Ida. The number of dead is close to 50 in the Northeast. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is thinking about a storm-related travel ban in the future.
Which would mean, for example, that same morning or that day before, telling people there's a chance that a travel ban will be activated, and once it's activated, people will have to leave the streets, get out of subways, etc., immediately.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says about 100 Americans remain in Afghanistan.
We were in contact with people who told us at first that they didn't want to leave, then decided that they did, or some who said yes, they did, and have now decided that they don't.
Blinken says the State Department is in close contact with these people and there's no deadline to make a decision. Jacob Chansley, an Arizona man who sported face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns when he joined the mob that stormed the Capitol in January, pleaded guilty to a felony charge. A weak jobs report had an impact on stocks. The Dow finished down 74 points. This is AP News. The government's road safety agency is looking into another accident involving partially automated driving systems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration dispatched a team to look into a fatal July 26 crash in New York. Police say a 52-year-old man was struck and killed by a Tesla Model Y SUV as he was changing a flat tire on the shoulder of the Long Island Expressway in Queens. It's the 10th fatal crash to which the agency has sent a team. 9 have involved Teslas. NHTSA is conducting a formal investigation into Tesla's partially automated driving systems and crashes involving parked emergency vehicles. For years, the agency has been reluctant to regulate the systems, which do have tremendous potential to save lives. I'm Ben Thomas.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu was admitted to a hospital with flu-like symptoms. His chief of staff says Sununu tested negative for the coronavirus 3 times and is fully vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.